Hello, this is Cerebral Flex, episode 50. This one's about our favorite movies. You know, we got to keep it light sometimes. I love when people like comment, yo, I didn't know this show was about this. I thought it was about that. No, this show is about whatever the fuck we want it to be about. Good morning, Jareth Blackstar. How are you?
I'm a Blackstar.
Yeah, you are very dark today. It's fine, though. You know, we all have our ups and downs.
Yes.
Yeah, Jareth and I just had a nice heart-to-heart before we hit the go button.
Yeah, it's been a fun week. Fun times. Yeah. World War III might happen at any moment.
Yeah, yeah. I think this Russian thing's a bit of a farce, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out. So, yeah. Back to our favorite movies, you know, a nice light topic, not full of anything deep or anything making people sad. Nothing intuitive, straight up in your face. This is what I like. Simple things.
Yes. You know.
So my favorite movie, Scarface. I just want to get that right on the table right away.
Oh, Scarface. Like your favorite movie of all time is Scarface. All time
favorite movie is Scarface. I can't tell you how many times I've watched Scarface. And, you know, as someone that's like a pseudo intellectual, not quite a meathead, not quite a nerd, it is weird that my favorite movies are just violent, surrounded about around ignorant drug dealers and thugs. But that is what I'm into. And I'm pretty sure my alter ego, like if my wife left me and everyone turned their back on me, I'd probably go west, join the Mongol motorcycle gang and like sell meth and guns and like do it, you know. Live fast and die, and I'd probably be like the collector of money or something, whatever they're called, sergeant in arms or what are they called, whoever that tracks down the money. That'd be my job.
I don't know, it's been a while since I watched Sons of Anarchy,
so. Right.
I don't remember what everybody's role in the club is,
right? Yeah, I'd be that dude. But yeah,
I've never watched Scarface, never seen it. I know.
Okay. Well, when we hang out, we might have to watch it, but that'd be a weird, trippy thing to watch.
I mean, I'm definitely going to need to be inebriated.
To watch some dumb thug movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind thug movies or mob movies, but I tend to like them more slow pace. Like Peaky Blinders is like much more my speed, like slow build up, like just...
Seen Scarface, you'd be very surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I think it moves at a nice Peaky Blinders pace.
Well, I will be the judge of this.
Yes, you will. I'm just saying my opinion. It moves in that type of velocity. Okay. So it was released 1983, directed by Brian De Palma, starring Al Pacino as Tony Montana, Michelle Pfeiffer as Elvira, and Stephen Bauer as Manny Rivera. The plot, it was in 1980 Miami. A determined Cuban immigrant takes over a drug cartel and succumbs to greed. I've loved this movie since the first time I watched it. And I told my wife before we were married that I'd probably marry the woman that bought me Scarface. And she went off and bought me the Platinum Edition, released in 2006. She bought it. She's my wife and always will be. And that's how that works. But yeah, I like violent, dumb movies. I'm really into it. I also like violent, dumb rap. I'm just really into violent, dumb things.
Interesting.
Outside of my love of, you know, academic and scholarly conversations.
My favorite movie's not a dumb, violent, thug movie.
Let's hear it.
I mean, I would probably say, like, overall, my favorite movies that I can watch 1,000 times and never get tired of are the original trilogy of Star Wars with Luke Skywalker, like George Lucas's first baby. I do enjoy the prequels. I like the Disney stuff that they've been doing with the TV shows and all that. Not as much a fan of the Disney movies, but those overall are my favorite movies just due to the narrative and the story structure. It's kind of got a little bit of everything I like. It's got fantasy, it's got futurism, it's got bad guys fighting good guys, and the good guys are questionable because, you know, he based the rebels off like the Viet Cong, and it was all a big story about anti-imperialism and stuff. So like there's subtlety mixed in there with the narrative and all that. And so it's one of my favorites. It's always been something that I really, really enjoyed and loved. And it probably comes down to the fact that my mom didn't let me watch Star Wars till I was like 14. It was around the time Revenge of the Sith came out, because she was very Christian. And so the Force, you know, you had the pastors going around saying that Pokemon were evil because they were little demons that you summoned, and the Force is evil because it's magic. So I couldn't watch Star Wars because the magic space Jedi used the magics.
Because there's no magic in closing your eyes and thinking a thought and having Sky Daddy give you something you ask for.
Sky Daddy's never given me anything I've asked for, so.
Well, I mean, if he did, it's probably coincidence. And I just think that, you know, how can you say one thing's magic and one thing's not?
I shit you not, my... a little tangent, but I remember this is when I realized a lot of the stuff that like people say in church is bullshit, because I remember seeing an audiobook that one of my mother's friends had lent her, and the title of it was Why the Magic in the Chronicles of Narnia and Lord of the Rings is Good but the Magic in Harry Potter is Not. And I remember reading that and going, the leaps in logic to just make that title is fucking ridiculous, because what they were essentially, what I guess the argument would be, and I don't know because I never read it or listened to it, is that J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis were obviously very Christian, and they used their stories in kind of like an allegory of the Bible in a way. They based, like, you know, Gandalf's a Jesus type. Aslan, he's a Jesus type because they die and they come back to life and all that stuff. So I'm assuming that was the argument that was being made, whereas in Harry Potter, like, J.K. Rowling's a pretty stringent atheist, I think. And so because she's an atheist and she's writing about wizards, they must be evil.
Right.
So
whatever.
Yeah.
And the day that there's no religion, I'll be, if that ever happens in my lifetime, which I know it won't, because 70% of all humans believe in some fucking sky daddy. And it's never a sky mommy, you know? Like, why is it always some dick schlong in God? Like, wouldn't a woman make babies? And like, on Earth, the women are the ones that make life, yet everyone worships some dude. It's always like about some patriarchal figure, because we're always dominated by men because they're just physically stronger. So we're all in a meathead fucking caveman world still.
Well, even if you look at
bullshit, like, magic,
even if you look at ancient mythology, male archetypes are always depicted as orderly and the female archetypes are always depicted as chaos. Like, even if you go back to
ancient Mesopotamia. And that's because men have written this shit since the dawn of the times. Like,
yeah,
I want women religions to come out of, if we're gonna have fucking stupid religions, let's have women dominated religions going forward. I'm just sick of it. Sick of it all. So on to my next favorite movie.
After that very intellectual diatribe, you're gonna tell us about another dumb thug movie you love.
Fuck yeah. And that's Snatch. Jareth is clearly disappointed, but I'm going to steam forward.
I don't even know what Snatch is about.
Oh, man. So released in 2000.
This podcast is just going to be me just strongly disappointing you.
And me disappointing you. This is going to be mutually. No, I mean, Star Wars is the shit. I've always loved Star Wars, so I'm not disappointed by your love of Star Wars.
You're just disappointed by my lack of having watched Snatch and Scarface.
It's fine. Not everyone's into dumb thug movies. So yeah, Snatch, released in 2000. It was directed by Guy Ritchie, starring Jason Statham as Turkish, Brad Pitt as Mickey O'Neill, Stephen Graham as Tommy. Hilarious. The movie involves unethical boxing promoters, violent bookmakers, a Russian gangster, incompetent amateur robbers, and supposedly Jewish jewelers fight to track down a priceless stolen diamond. It's an amazing movie. Even better one-liners. Great fucking film. Every character is amazing, from the lead protagonist to the villains. And my favorite quote, "Do you know what nemesis means? A righteous infliction of retribution manifested by an appropriate agent. Personified in this case by Orbel Kant. Me." Fucking Bricktop, the best villain ever. Phenomenal film. Then,
was
dude,
that,
like,
was that line said by Jason Statham?
No, it was by Bricktop. He was the bad guy. So Jason Statham's character, Turkish, was the was pouring him some, he was trying to make him some tea. He's like, do you want some sugar in your tea? He's like, oh no, Turkish, I'm sweet enough.
Oh my God.
He's like, do you know who I am? I just fucking love that shit. You know what nemesis means.
I recently watched the Austin Power movies and
Anyway, Snatch, I think you should appreciate a lot of the humor in it. It's pretty off the wall, fucked up.
I've never even heard of this movie.
You've ever heard of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Sounds familiar.
That's the first one.
Okay.
It's just hilarious. Like, is that some white cunt jokes that black cunts just don't get? Because I'm not laughing, Nicholas. There's all sorts of drug dealers and like weirdo robbers, and like they all are hilarious. It's just great. It's comedy. It's like Smoking Aces. You've seen Smoking Aces, right?
Nope.
Stop it. Anyway, what's your next favorite movie?
Yeah, it's just gonna be you asking me if I've seen this movie. I'll be like, probably not. My next favorite movies, I mean, yeah, just based off of like movies that have like rewatch potential galore. Like, I love The Lord of the Rings. I think it's amazing that we're approaching, it's been 30 years almost. Yeah. About 30 years, and those films still hold up amazingly. Like, they still look amazing. Like, mm-hmm. they could be done today. I'm less a fan of the Hobbit movies just because I feel like they were overblown and they did a lot of CGI and stuff like that. I'm a big practical effects guy. I don't like CGI like too much.
I didn't like the book or the movie The Hobbit because they're all a bunch of bitches and everything they come across. Oh my God, right away. Oh my God, right away.
I will say that the guy who played Bilbo in the Hobbit movies, I'm blanking on his name. I think he did an amazing job as Bilbo. But the rest of the people in the movie and the way that the story went, I each time I've watched it since, I've liked it less. But I love The Lord of the Rings. That is definitely
Frodo's boyfriend's name. What's Frodo's boyfriend's name?
It's Sam.
Yeah, that guy. I just see the guy. Not the main character in Encino Man, but like Pauly Shore's. I guess he was the main character in Encino Man, other than Brandon Fraser. But yeah, I always think of Encino Man every time I see The Hobbit because of that Sam
Samwise Gamgee.
You're gonna hate me.
Fucking God. Perfectly replete this line from this movie Snatch, but I can't remember Samwise Gamgee's name.
Nope.
But yeah, I love Lord of the Rings. I mean, a lot of the movies I like are fantasy based because, you know, reality's stupid.
Yeah.
In the vein of like action movies, I like action movies that I can sit down and like I enjoy a lot. I like stuff like the Ocean's 11 movies. I like all those. Well, that's more of a heist than an action movie. Yep.
No, but
I like them. The Bourne trilogy, the original Bourne trilogy. I love Jason Bourne. I love him, you know. But again, that's like, you know, anti-government, you know, killing operatives because the government's after him. But I love those movies. Those are more the action movies that I am into.
Yeah. So like James Bond, Mission Impossible up your alley?
I don't really like Mission Impossible. I've never gotten into it. It might just be a Tom Cruise thing, honestly. Although there are movies I've seen with Tom Cruise that I like him in. But I do, what was the other one you mentioned?
007.
I do like the Daniel Craig James Bonds. Anything,
I like the Sean Connery.
I appreciate the older James Bond films, but like the Daniel Craig James Bond films are like more my pace.
Yeah.
You know, I like when I'm watching action, I like the big ridiculous stunts that are maybe humanly possible, but probably not.
That's fair.
So what's your next movie that I've never heard of?
American Gangster.
I've heard of that movie and I've wanted to watch it.
Okay.
Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah. Released in 2007, directed
based
by
off
Ridley
of a real
what?
this is, and this one is one of those ones that's based off of a real.
Yeah, I think it's like 30% truth. I would, if I had to put a percentage on it, but like, I've seen this film so many times, it's not funny. Ridley Scott was the director. Denzel Washington's the lead character playing Frank Lucas, which was a heroin drug dealer in Harlem, New York. He built a huge drug empire. But yeah, it's Russell Crowe as Richie Roberts, the main detective investigating him, and eventually captures him. And that's a real part of real life.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a total Boy Scout. He found $1 million in unmarked bills and turned it in instead of taking it with his partner like a dumbass. And then there's Chiwetel Ejiofor. How do you say this? Chiwetel Ejiofor. I think I'm saying it right. It's Huey Lucas, who's the main accomplice slash cousin of Denzel Washington, or brother, maybe. I forget. Mm-hmm. I'm an asshole. And Josh Brolin is Detective Truppo, which is like a dark, crooked cop who also sells heroin. It's fucking dope. The fucking movie's sick. The plot's an outcast New York cop who's charged with bringing in down Harlem drug lord Frank Lucas, whose real life inspired this partly biographical film. Yeah, so there's definitely a pattern in what I like. I like the guy that has nothing, that builds a criminal empire. And what I want to see is like a Scarface type movie where the quote unquote bad guy gets away with it. Where he literally just builds an empire and that's it. That's the end of the story. He has a fucking empire. Instead of like, oh, the law always comes and crushes you down and that's it. I want the empire to continue.
I'm more in the veins of liking to watch films like that, but Bad Boys.
The funny ones?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, Bad Boys is good.
I love those movies.
You like, so like Lethal Weapon type thing?
I've never seen Lethal Weapon.
Oh, you're fucking with me. You got to watch Lethal Weapon. Like never. Rush Hour type humor?
I do like Rush Hour.
Yeah. Okay, so you'd like Lethal Weapon because Rush Hour is pretty much a copy.
Okay.
Lethal Weapon series is probably much better. A little more. No, it can't be more chauvinist because fucking Chris Tucker is horribly chauvinistic. Yeah, no, all those films are funny and full of laughs. American Gangster is not at all full of laughs. It's so, just serious. It's basically an INTJ that like builds an empire, and like, you know, if someone goes against him, he just walks in broad daylight and shoots him in the fucking middle of the forehead, and nobody's gonna stop him.
So, shit. So what you wish you could do?
Yep.
Okay. No. Understood.
Yep. You got that FBI? I want a drug empire.
So this next one might be surprising.
Yeah.
But I am quite the big fan of The Crow.
Crow's good.
I love that movie. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And nothing really happy happens in it, but no. Man, does that movie make me laugh and feel good when I watch it.
No, there's some parts that make me laugh, but yeah, I love
when Eric Draven, he tells the guy the joke. He's like, Jesus, he walks into an inn and the guy shoots him. And he's like, and he hands the innkeeper some nails and he asks him and he shoots him, can you put me up for the night? Just fucking weird bullshit happening that the big crime lord boss is like in love with his half sister and they're taking eyeballs out of people's heads and there's a big fight on the top.
You know, the feeling I got from that actually reminds me of how I felt when I watched the goddamn, why am I blanking right now, the Daredevil series on Netflix. Like, it got pretty dystopian in that, like when the bad guy like smushes this dude's head in the fucking SUV door and like,
yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio is a terrifying human being. I would not like, the only roles I've ever seen him play have been terrifying individuals, and I would not want to fuck with him in real life.
Yeah,
he's a large, scary man, and I respect him.
You respect him.
if you're able to channel shit like that,
like, he's a large, scary man, and I respect him.
I want my head getting crushed in an SUV door. Like he looked like he enjoyed that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. In real life, he did.
Yeah.
He went home and fapped about it.
All right, probably. My favorite. But yeah. So that was like my one that I thought would be like, nobody would really guess that, but the crow is one of my favorites.
I can see that. That makes sense. All right. Full-time killer. That's the title. Oh. It is a very Asian film. I think it was made by Japanese, Chinese, and Korean counterparts. It was released in 2001, directed by Johnny To and Ke Fai Wei, starring Andy Lau and Lok Tak Wah as Takashi Sorimachi as Oh, who's like the like INTJ type assassin, very quiet, invisible, punctual, precise, clean, right? And then another hitman that Lok Tak Wah, who's just totally messy and spontaneous, and they're competing for contracts. And so they go to like Korea and Japan, and they're like, you know, at the same places at the same time, and they're basically trying to snatch the mark. It's like the movie Assassins, if you ever seen that, with Sylvester Stallone, Tonio Bandera, I believe, or whatever his name is. Yeah, great films. It's all about assassins competing for their marks.
So you like movies about INTJs?
Yep, always. Peaky Blinders series, Breaking Bad. Fuck yeah. I like when people go against the system and win, even if temporarily. So yeah, two different hitmen find themselves to be in each other's way. They use all their skill to solve the problem. Yeah, you will definitely not be disappointed if you're into like assassin type films.
Okay.
Very dope. So what's your next one?
The Matrix.
Matrix is awesome.
I know a lot of people only like the first one, which it is the strongest, but I also like the second and the third due to the philosophical and religious nature of them. I get that they're heavy-handed and they could have been better done. Still like them, though. I still do. And like, it's the perfect synthesis of everything that I enjoy, because it's part fantasy, part reality. It's cyberpunk. I love cyberpunk. Like, I love fantasy and I love science fiction, but as far as like a genre goes, cyberpunk is by far my favorite and the most interesting. It's probably because it's the closest to where we might be going in the future. So it's got that, and it's got ridiculous violence and stunts that are all like practical effects for the most part. And it's got like philosophy and the nature of mankind and meaning and what is purpose. And yeah, I love it. I love cheesy dialogue where the bad guy's standing there having this big diatribe against the hero. Like, it's one of those classic like anime tropes that I love. I'm the bad guy and I'm going to explain to you everything that's going on right now. It's so stupid, but I like it.
Interesting. I've always hated that so much. Like, I've always
wanted because obviously the guy should be like, you know, you should make sure that this person's dead and on death's doorstep before you start, you know, masturbating yourself and how genius you are.
Right. No, I want one where they walk in like I used to fight. If I got in a school fight, I'd be like, man, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. And then I pop them. You know,
that's so dirty. That's so dirty, and I can see you doing it too.
Yeah,
no, I don't want to fight you, man.
No, can't we? Can't we work? You know. but yeah, I'd have a movie where like the bad guy's like, so to bring you in, you might be surprised, but I did. You know.
Oh, it just kills him. He dies, never knowing. That'd be great. That would
the
be
first
great.
Thing I did to get you here was. But yeah, that's me.
Right, so there. What have I done so far? So I've done a lot of trilogies. The Crow is the only standalone film that I've really liked. So obviously I like long linear stories.
Yeah. No, where you have to think. Yeah.
Yeah. I like narratives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, my movies are full of strategy. But it's pretty meat-headed.
I used to be, when I was younger, I did used to be more into like war movies and strategy movies. But yeah. I've since come to not like them. Like, I used to like a lot more war films, like We Are Soldiers or Saving Private Ryan. I used
to really makes me so sad. War movies like that. Saving Private Ryan makes me sad every time. Full Metal Jacket.
I haven't watched it in quite some time, and the last time I watched it, I think it was after I'd become a father, and I was like, yep, I can't watch war movies anymore.
Right. No, it changes you for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, everything. No, that's a very sad one.
Yep.
Yeah. I also can't watch that Tom Cruise movie where he gets trapped on the island.
Which one is that?
I don't remember, but
he's talking about Tom Hanks?
Yeah, not – who did I say?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks. The one where
he's trapped on an
island. And he has the soccer ball, Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson.
He loses him at sea. It's the most heartbreaking scene ever.
I laughed my ass off.
I couldn't. I was crying. I was like,
dude's tripping. He's fucking in love with a ball.
Oh, he's his only friend, you dick.
Fuck a friend. Enjoy the trees.
All right. What's your next meathead movie? Give it to me.
Quote of the day. Fuck a friend.
You're going to write a rap. Is not gonna You're going to write a rap later that says,
not going to make the cut.
It's not going to make the cut.
The fucking ball with a face on it. You didn't even draw the face very well. Anyway, Ninja Scroll is
what the fuck are these films?
Ninja Scroll is dope.
I've never heard
fuck
of
out of here. It's on Hulu. Check it out.
God.
Okay. Anyway, released in 1993, directed by Yoshiaki Kawayuri, starring a character named Jubi Kibogami, voiced by Koichi Yamadera. The plot's a vagabond swordsman. He's sick. Not sick, like, physically. He's just a sick swordsman. He's amazing. Oh,
okay.
I thought maybe and he's aided there. By a beautiful ninja girl and a crafty spy in confronting a demonic clan of killers. And I mean demonic as fuck. Creepy, superpower type, weird shit. And there's a ghost from his past that he thought he killed, but I'm not going to tell you the plot if anyone else actually goes out there and watches this. Ninja Scroll. They're bent on overthrowing the Tokugawa shogunate, the evil dudes. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, if you're into anime or Japanimation, this is my favorite, period. Hands down, 6, 7, 8 times better than Akira.
Ooh, you dirty bitch.
Yep. I'm being serious, too. Go watch that shit. Think otherwise. It's a great film. So that was my last major favorite film.
That's an animated film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's a Japanese animation. It's entirely in subtitles. And the deaths and fights and battles are amazing. And the depth and intertwined shit that goes on is great. I think it's up your alley with like detailed writing. Okay. You know, there's some really cool things in that movie.
All right.
And so, yeah, I'm just going to say my last ones and then you can have whatever time's left. But my other favorites included Terminator 2, Lock, Stock, 2 Smoking Barrels, Django Unchained, Friday is if you want to get into comedy, which I don't really get into much. Friday is one of my favorite comedy films. So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers. Love that film. And Johnny Brasco, going back to like dumb thug movies, Johnny Brasco and like Tombstone. And that I'm going to leave it there.
The only one of the films that you mentioned that I know and have watched is Django Unchained.
Ah, God, man. All these films are amazing. You've never seen Terminator 2?
Nope.
Get out of America, man.
I've never seen Terminators.
Go to Russia or something.
I mean, maybe we will be Russia soon.
Yeah, right.
Here's hoping.
Привет.
Here's Jacques, hoping.
Jacques-tula or Cactula. How do they say it? Cactuya?
Cactula. I've wanted to watch the Terminator movies, but I've not gotten around to it.
You better get on that shit.
But yes, I love Django Unchained. That's, ooh.
Yeah.
Is it my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie?
I don't know, man.
It's probably tied, honestly. And I can see the argument that Django Unchained is a better movie. But I just can't get over how fucking hilarious Inglourious Basterds is.
Yes, that's a great film.
It is the funniest Quentin Tarantino film of all time. Brad Pitt doing a Texas accent, pretending to be an Italian with an Italian accent on top of his Texas accent is fucking hilarious. Oh my God. Buongiorno. What the They kill Hitler in a movie. Yeah, dude.
No, it's a fucking great film.
It's the greatest. The Jew Bear?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh. Great. He's going to come out here and beat you to death with his baseball bat. And then they carve swastikas into Nazis' heads so they never. Beautiful film. I love that film.
Yep. It was a great film. Yeah. Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs are also good films.
Pulp Fiction's decent. I think Pulp Fiction's overrated.
Yeah, it is.
And I think Reservoir Dogs is underrated because Reservoir Dogs is very good.
Yeah, good writing.
But yeah, my favorite two would be between those two. I don't think I could pick a favorite between Django and Glorious.
If you like that sort of thing, you would love Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. You would love it. And Smoking Aces. All those films are just like that.
Maybe I would. I don't know.
You would love it.
I don't know.
Random ass violence, funny ass lines. Like in Smoking Aces at the end, these neo-Nazis shoot the main characters right at the beginning. Like, I'm giving away a little, you know, spoiler alert. But what's his name? What's Ben Affleck? Is that his name? He's friends with Matt Damon. He's in.
Yep. Okay. Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he was at the beginning. You think he's gonna be like the lead character, and then he just gets whacked. And all is like the whole crew he had that was about to do this criminal job, this assassination.
Mm-hmm.
They get all shot up, right? And one of them lives. And like this one guy has like hardly any fingers left on one hand, and he's at the end in like fucking pajamas, and he just finds the bad guy finally. And the bad guy's like, he knows he's fucked because this guy just found him and he has a gun in his face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just walks up. He's like, you know, I'm sorry about your friends and your fingers. You know, sometimes life just comes up and fucks you for no good reason. And he puts his car keys because they stole his car. He put the car keys on his one remaining finger on his hand. And he starts walking away and the dude's like, nah, fuck you, and shoots him. Oh, man, great film.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Guy Ritchie, and I forgot the director of Smoking Aces. I can look it up. I have Google. Hey Siri, who's the director of Smoking Aces?
Which one? I found two Smoking Aces and Smoking Aces 2 Assassin's Ball.
How about the first one? Smoking Aces.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, fuck yourself. Oh my god.
So other films that I enjoy. Thank you, Siri. Other films that I like. I like Interview with the Vampire. That's one of my comfort films.
I'm interrupting. Joe Carnahan is the director of Smoking Aces. Now continue.
Okay. Interview with the Vampire is one of the ones that I like to watch. And I realized very recently. Like nothing really happens in that movie,
right?
And I like it. I love that, actually. Like, it's really nice and comforting.
I thought that movie was so overblown.
I enjoy it. It's one of those movies like that I watch when like I need. I'm not one who usually needs background noise or distraction, but if I need something to distract me or like I just want to watch something but not have to like put a whole lot of like thought into it. That's a movie I'll turn on. I really like it. I like the soundtrack to it too. It's a very nostalgic movie. Other movies I like. Interview with the Vampire. I just had one and I lost it. Damn it. The MCU movies are okay, but I wouldn't say any of them are my favorite. There are ones I like more than others. Obviously, I like Guardians of the Galaxy more than most of them because that's the weirder ones because they're in space and it's essentially Star Wars, but funny. Mm-hmm. as far as like other like really big impactful films like that I watch all the time, I like Tim Burton films a lot. So like Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands, those are the main two. I mean, Corpse Bride is good as well. Beetlejuice. I love Beetlejuice by Tim Burton. I like the earlier Tim Burton works. I don't like so much his later stuff. I'm not a fan of Dumbo or Alice in Wonderland films or anything like that. Those are all, yeah.
I liked the scene with the Mad Hatter.
I agree. I like the Mad Hatter.
That's about it.
Pirates of the Caribbean is a pretty cool franchise, but again, it's a little overblown at this point.
It was a good first one. Like, I feel like that with The Matrix too. Like you said, most people agree the first one's just, you know. And I think they just got fucking weird after that. I think the philosophy is great, like you said, but like the under Zion and all that other bullshit they brought. No, man, that fucking got weird.
The Mummy. I love the Mummy movies. Mummy you one do? And two. I do. I like
those. My wife movies. Loves the Mummy movies. I always make fun of her for it.
All right. So as far as like over the top films, like I said, I like, you know, the Jason Bourne and James Bond, all that. And this might just be because it's Keanu Reeves. John Wick, those movies are fantastic.
And that I have not seen.
You've not seen any of the John Wicks?
I've seen pieces and I've always wanted to see them all together. I want to get them all together. Can I get them on Hulu or Netflix?
No, but I can log into my YouTube channel when I'm over at your house next and you can watch all three.
Okay.
Because I own all three of them. Yeah, just the premise of the first one being, I mean, if you haven't seen it at this point.
I heard it's about him going ham because someone killed his dog. Is that right?
Yes.
I love it.
But there's more to it than that.
A lot of death.
There's a lot of death. But why the dog was so important, because people are like, oh, he just, you know, he really loved that dog. The reason the dog's important is because, and it tells you in the first 5 minutes, so it's not really a spoiler. His girlfriend that he loved and he was going to marry died of cancer. And so she knew that he would be, you know, isolated and in solace and inconsolable. Mm-hmm. And this dog, this puppy, this beagle gets delivered to his door. Mm-hmm. And then these Russian mobsters come and they rob his house for his car. Mm-hmm. And in the process of that, the little doggy gets killed.
Right.
So if you don't like watching animals die, they don't show the animal actually getting killed, but they do show like a little dead puppy body for a second because he has to bury it in a box in his backyard. And then you find out that John Wick used to be a hitman, and the reason that he left was because of this woman that he loved, and this guy's son, he killed his fucking dog, and he's awoken. They called him Baba Yaga, and the movies escalate, and they're great, and they're awesome, and I hope they make 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more.
I gotta check those out.
There's beautiful death scenes in it. I love it. Great. Yeah. Other movies I like. I like Batman movies. The Christopher Nolan movies are the best. And the Tim Burton movies I really like. My favorite Batman movie ever is Batman Returns with Danny DeVito and Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
Agreed.
That movie is so good. Mm-hmm. And then Dark Knight would be the second one. But Batman Returns, like, it beats out anything just for
nostalgia. I can't stand Christian Bale as Batman. I can't stand him as Batman.
No, but Heath Ledger as Joker. Holy shit.
Yeah.
So good.
Yep.
But I agree. I don't think I think what annoys me about Christian Bale's Batman is the voice.
Yeah.
Like, and why are you doing that?
His stupid lisp and his stupid voice. Yeah.
Yeah, he does have a lisp in that movie. You're right.
Well, his mouth is all over.
Have you ever seen those videos online, the Batman parodies with that oh god, I'll send you some. Anyway. Oh. Yeah.
Can I remembered some that I love. Princess Bride, Spaceballs.
Yes, I love Princess Bride.
Right.
Spaceballs is good. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What about Robin Hood with God damn it, with
Russell
Morgan Crow. Freeman and what's his face, man, from the Waterworld? What's his face? What's his name? Kevin
Costner.
Yeah, that fucking Robin Hood.
Waterworld's a good movie too.
Eh. I enjoy. There's like that space film with Sandra Bullock.
Interesting thing about Waterworld. So I used to do role playing online when I was younger, like you. We'd create forms and then we'd like role play back and forth, like writing, like I'd write as my character and then that person would write as their character. And I actually knew somebody and their dad is one of the people who he wrote Waterworld and he sent it to an agency and they didn't let, like, they were like, no, we're not going to make this into a book. And then a couple of years later, Lo and behold, Waterworld the movie comes out. They stole his book idea. They turned it into a movie. I thought that was so shitty.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah,
people.
I like the Hellboy movies with Ron Perlman. Those are great.
You're definitely younger than me. I realize that this is the major difference here. I feel like if you were the same age, you would have watched like a lot of the movies I had, and I would have watched a lot of the movies you watched.
The Shining.
Shining, a classic.
That's my favorite
classic.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand by
that. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh God, that's a good movie too.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs is my favorite horror movie of all time.
And Hannibal. Dude, all those films are sick. Love those films.
I love it. I love that scene. He ate his liver with a nice side of fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And that was ad-libbed, that little thing he does at the end.
Yeah, I love it. I love in Hannibal where he like ticks the cops, the FBI agent's head off, the skull under his baseball cap, and he feeds it to him.
Oh yeah,
he feeds him his own frontal lobe in front of Julia Moore's character. Oh man! Well, even in
Silence of the Lambs, he tears the one cop's face off and wears it over his own.
Yeah. But that was nothing. Like, what about when he like disemboweled at the beginning of Hannibal and like hung that dude off the balcony by his entrails?
I don't remember.
Like, no, he just let him drop, and all his entrails like popped out.
Oh yeah, that was in That was in the Hannibal, right?
It was in the one like Dragon something or Hannibal.
Fuck, what's that one called? The Red Dragon or something?
Yeah, like where another dude is like emulating him and like writing to him and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, and like he had like the intestines in the small hole, and he was like doing this medieval technique of like wrapping the intestines around a spool.
Yep.
Like, damn, dude.
Yes. Silence of the Lambs is another one of those films. So like my comfort films are weird because they're like they're The Crow, they're Interview with the Vampire. Fucking Silence of the Lambs. Like, I'll turn those on and I'll just be like, we're chilling. We're good. Everything's
okay. And minor just murderous narcissists that want to have an empire. Live the good life for a second before, you know, they get murdered.
But yeah, but as far as like older films, like I like The Shining. I like Edward Scissorhands. I like the stop animation films like Nightmare Before Christmas, Corpse Bride, Coraline. I like Labyrinth with David Bowie. It's one of my favorites.
We need to do our favorite YouTube things like Salad Fingers. Like, we need to like go through our favorite like crazy YouTube favorites.
I showed you the serial killer with the slowest murder weapon of all time or whatever.
Remind me, please.
The guy with the spoon.
No. Maybe is that a long time ago you shared that with me?
Uh-huh.
Like
the white demon, and he just smacks the guy over. And
yes, over yes. And over like, can you again. Please share that with me again? I need to see that again.
And at the end, like the spoon breaks, and you're like, "Oh, I'm not going to spoil that one for you guys. I'll link it. I'll link it, and I'll pin it in the comment.
Love it.
Yeah,
man, we have definitely a different thing that drives us.
Yes. Yeah. And then another one, I'll leave it on this one. It's another Keanu Reeves movie, Constantine.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite comic books to read. I love reading Hellblazer. It's got everything I love in it. It's got demons, angels, occult magic, detective mysteries. That's one thing I'm really like. Those are movies I like. Like Seven.
You like Dante? Like Japanese animation? What is it called? Dante? Dante's Inferno. Is it, what is it called? They did a video game after it too for PlayStation.
Yeah, it's I think you're right. Dante's Inferno. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. or like Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen
that? Great film.
Yeah. So like I like those are the type of like thriller things. Like I like things that are that have like horror and occult and religious symbolism elements mixed in with them.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. Slow build.
Yeah, you like magic and mystery and things that are unknown.
Dark demons. Anything that's got demons in it. Like I love Buffy and Angel. Like those shows are amazing to me. And I know they're cheesy and awful, but like all the different demons and stuff in there.
You like what you like, man. Don't feel shame.
So really what we should do is we should do one on our favorite YouTube videos and I guess our favorite TV shows. Because
yeah.
I also very much love Breaking Bad. I could I could do a whole episode about how amazing that show is.
Yeah, so many series we could have.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders, Breaking Bad. I love all those.
You know what I love the most about Breaking Bad is everybody's telling me to watch Ozark on Netflix, and I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, people have been telling me to do that too. So,
but what I love about Breaking Bad is that they took, Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle, a guy who'd only ever really done comedy stuff, and he's the most badass. He legitimately, like, in certain parts of that TV show, scare the shit out of me with how, like, I am the one who knocks. What? You're a psychopath. And I hated his wife the entire
time. Yeah, I fucking hated Skyler.
I hated Skyler. His brother-in-law also annoyed the piss out of me.
His son annoyed the piss out of me. They all annoy the piss out of me. No, man, I'm serious. They weren't even with him. It's ride or die, bitches. This guy's like building an empire, and you guys fucked it up.
It does say something, like, as much as Jesse fucked up, he was always pretty loyal in the end to Walt,
He was still a bitch. They could have had an empire. All the people around Walter fucked him.
I like Jesse.
I think he should have got the bullet and not Walter at the end.
I actually really enjoyed the way that they ended it. I think it was kind of
poetic.
I never watched the movie that Netflix did, though, because I
never saw a movie. What a movie. What are you talking about?
There's a follow-up movie to, like, the end. I forget what it's called. I think it might be called El Camino or something. It's supposed to be like some 2.5 hour like movie, like after the finale. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to watch that.
I've never seen
that ended when it ended.
Yeah. Right.
We were talking.
Well, they did that Better Call Saul. It was supposed to be before, and that series sucked.
It's okay.
It was not even good. Like, to me,
I never was really a big fan of Saul Goodman, though. So, you know, the only characters that I really liked in that show were Jesse and Walt. Otherwise, I hated everybody.
I liked the chicken dude a ton.
I hated him.
Freeman, whatever his name.
Gus.
He was fucking cold-blooded. I loved him.
I hated
him. He was so strategic.
Him and his fucking mute twins that he had going around killing people. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, those guys are assholes.
Yeah.
But Gus. Dustin.
You know who I liked?
Dustin. Did he give the order for that hit?
I don't remember.
For the kid?
You know what I did like? I liked that one guy that kept them hostage out in the middle of the desert. That fucking crazy psycho guy. Tuco.
Yeah.
That guy was fucking hilarious.
He's scary. He's scary to be around.
He's scary to be around because there's people I've met in my life that are that fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, it's not. I never want to associate with those individuals again.
No. No, I've only met one person that was even remotely close to being that insane.
Yeah. I could tell
you. They never talked to me again after I didn't write them when they went to prison.
Yeah. I could tell you some stories. I've told you stories about my.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You think I would like more thug movies, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a PTSD thing.
Yeah. Possible. No. I mean, I didn't see a ton in my actual life to be like turned off from violent thug films.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So Urbana's doesn't have a huge like gang scene.
So who? Urbana.
Yeah,
Urbana now has, I think, a shooting every weekend. But when I grew up there was only like once in a while a stabbing. There wasn't shootings.
Yeah. What is going on in Illinois? Which is like they're one of the most liberal, like they have one of the most liberal cities in the world, but the amount of gun violence is skyrocketing.
It's because drugs are being, you know, just driven everywhere, and Mexican cartels have all the power. They're separating all the inner city gangs, and all the gangs are tearing each other apart. And I think the kids nowadays don't even fist fight. They just shoot each other. So that's a whole nother culture. It's not like 1990s gangsters that would, like, you know, fist fight first.
Well, the real problem came, I guess, and this is a tangent off the movies, but the real problem came with when they broke up the mobs. That's when everything changed, because the mobs not only did they run protection rackets, but they kept the streets relatively clean and safe for the most part. And now you just have small gangs popping up fighting over blocks when before it was an entirely controlled territory. So in actually getting rid of organized crime, they made the violence worse for everybody. They should have just left the mob in charge.
Yeah, Lori Lightfoot's thinking about suing gang members.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
That could be hit with so many lawsuits, and our city's going to lose so much money.
So dumb.
I don't know. We'll see.
So dumb.
Chicago. Chicago.
Maybe we'll do an episode on how to solve the drug problem. It's really simple, honestly. You don't need an episode for it. Legalize all drugs.
You can go that route. I would do that, and I would go like robotic police state style. Nobody would like my opinion on it. I want anyone doing anything stupid that is, you know, killing people's children to just be taken out by a silenced drone. I know they didn't ask to be in the gang. I know they probably were forced to be. It's not their fault, blah, blah, blah.
What about due process?
Nah, fuck that. I think if you saw enough people laid out with silent drones behind the clouds, you'd stop doing stupid shit.
No.
I think it'd be pretty quick.
Why'd you got to say that? Now the trolls are going to get mad.
No, I've deleted most of the trolls. Honestly, trolls, I will block you. I don't give a fuck. Faster than flies on shit.
I shouldn't say that I would legalize all drugs, but what I would say I would do is decriminalize all drugs. And I would legalize a vast majority of them.
I'm fine legalizing all drugs. Honestly, if and this sounds bad, but if you're over 20 years old and you decide to do heroin, I'm not going to stop you. I think that's your choice. I'm not someone that's going to tell you what to do with your body. I'm just sick of people telling, you know, hurting other people outside of themselves. If you want to hurt yourself, that is your fucking prerogative. But if you're trying to hurt other people, that's something I have an issue with.
I think they've shown in different countries, there's some European countries that people who do harder drugs like that, where it's like legal and you get them from, I don't know, I'm assuming like pharmacists and stuff like that do it so that it's safe. It's actually less appealing for people to do it. And obviously there's a lot less overdoses on it too.
Yeah. I've read those reports.
And that's, I think that's cool. I think it's kind of cool.
Again, I think if you're over 20 years old, like it's your life. And I know you're still kind of a kid from like, you know,
I think where you're like 40, I think but... over 26 and over, because that's when the brain fully develops.
Okay, fair.
You can smoke weed and stuff like that as soon as you turn 18. You can do that. But if you want to do the harder stuff, you get to wait till you're 26. Then if you decide you want to slam heroin, okay. Go ahead.
If you don't have kids, would you have like a kids? Do you have a kid stipulation on that? I would.
I don't know.
I don't think you should be doing that shit if you have kids.
Well, obviously you shouldn't, but I don't know. I don't think you should be drinking and getting belligerently drunk if you have kids either.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. That'd be a hard one to regulate. Because then you'd have to do it across the board, at least. Be even-handed with it.
Yep.
Like, do you have kids? You're only allowed to buy this amount
of alcohol. How do you monitor all this crap? It's just a headache.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh. Too many people.
Yes.
Too many people trying to slam heroin.
That's been said in a movie somewhere. Guarantee it. Probably a Jay and Silent Bob film.
Way to bring it back to movies. Yeah. Ooh, Jay and Silent Bob. Those are good. Clerks.
I've never watched Clerks. I've seen bits and pieces of Clerks. The only one I've seen all the way through, I think, is Dogma. And that film's great. And you can't find it anywhere.
Dogma is amazing. I have it on VHS.
Yeah, good, because you can't find it anywhere.
Why?
I tried to buy like the DVD off Amazon. It was ridiculously priced.
Oh.
And I couldn't rent it off the Google store either. I had to find a torrented version of it.
I don't know why that's not like one of the best films ever. Is it because it like shits on religion?
I don't think it's that. I just think maybe as far as like his films, it maybe wasn't as popular as the Jay and Silent Bob ones.
Yeah, but Dogma was better. It had a lot of great characters.
I agree.
A lot of great writing.
Yeah.
Amazing characters.
Yeah.
So many big names in that film.
I agree with you. Yeah. It's one of those films that's like hard to find.
My favorite character in that was Loki.
My favorite character in that was whoever fucking what's his face played?
Ben Affleck?
No, not Ben Affleck.
Matt Damon.
No, Alan Rickman.
Ah, yes.
He's Gabriel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Alan
Rickman. He wasn't in the film that much.
No, but I love him. I love Alan Rickman. He's great. Yeah.
Chris Rock's character was hilarious.
Yes. This film's amazing.
God, what was that? Alanis Morissette. Yeah, she was God.
Yep.
That was dope. Yeah, great film.
Oh,
Ben, what's his face? Matt Damon goes in that office and he knows exactly what everyone's done.
Mm-hmm.
Priceless.
Now, you wish you could do that.
Maybe.
You wish you could do it. And then I'll leave it on one more Stanley Kubrick film too, just to close it up.
Oh,
and
God.
Wrap it up nicely.
Stanley, okay. Ending on that note. All right.
His last film,
mm-hmm.
the one that he died during the process of making it.
Uh-huh.
I very much enjoy that film, and I would like them.
What's the name of the film?
I'm blanking on the name of it, so I'm looking it up right
now. You have to Google.
I'm Googling now.
All right.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh yeah, that shit messed me up.
So that film's amazing. It's one of those films where nothing happens.
Right.
Until you get
to
the
party. Yeah, you like that feel. That's the same feeling I got from Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
Eyes Wide Shut, Interview with the Vampire gave me the same feeling. Maybe the same as Butterfly Effect, that one?
I don't think I've seen that one.
That one. No, Requiem for a Dream.
Nah, I've never seen that.
Ooh, that messed me up.
Yeah, I haven't watched it because I've heard it'll mess you up.
Yeah. 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 Full Metal Jacket and Clockwork Orange.
I never watched Clockwork Orange.
Okay, now this podcast is over.
I have a tendency to avoid films wherein I know there is sexual assaults.
Mm, fair.
If I know that a film has a sexual assault and it's not and it's done, especially in the vein of Clockwork Orange, where it's more like not that Stanley Kubrick's downplaying rape, but if it's done in a way where it is done in like fun, I try to avoid it, because one of the few things in the world that is very upsetting to me is sexual assaults, and I don't like it. Yeah. Even though I do enjoy some media that does have it, like, you know, Game of Thrones obviously.
I mean, you'd probably take pleasure like in what they did to him.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is he?
Bad shit happened to him after that scene. All his friends got away and became cops.
Okay. Interesting.
Which is fucked up.
Maybe. I will maybe watch it at some point, but I have a tendency not to avoid it for a long time if I know that it's in there.
No, that's fair. We all have our thresholds.
So
we all have our things.
I know it's one of his big ones, but the one that I really like is, I mean, I love The Shining. That's my favorite one of all time. But I'd like to see whatever they cut out of Eyes Wide Shut that he, because supposedly he was in a meeting. He showed them the entire film and they were like, no, you got to cut this 20 minutes out. And he was like, no, it will not happen. It will be released as is. And then he died. And then they cut that 20 minutes of film. And apparently that 20 minutes of film is lost forever. And I want to know what was on it. What did he show? What did That's he us. Show?
Yeah.
Because you know all the shit that happens in that film.
Yeah.
Especially the party. Was there more?
No, man.
What did the elites not want us to see?
That movie
tell me.
Up.
I'll tell you guys on the next episode of Con News.
Con News is where it's at.
All right. So, you like the gangster films. I like the fantasy films and the films where nothing happens.
Yep.
And you're going to
have some that we enjoy that both of us agree on.
Yeah, you're going to have to show me Scarface because I'm not going to lie. I'm judging you a little bit, but it's okay because you're going to show me why I shouldn't.
No, you might judge me after you see it. I don't care.
I might turn to you afterwards and be like, this is a really stupid film.
You might.
I don't know. It's pretty amusing watching you play GTA.
Yeah. We'll leave that alone.
Yeah, we're not going to go into the things I've seen him do. So if you've liked this one, like, share, and subscribe. Sorry, it got a little rambly towards the end there.
I'm not. I don't care. This is a podcast where you like it or you don't.
That's
you love
true.
It or you hate it. I don't, whatever.
If you're mad at me for rambling about legalizing all drugs, then you also need to be mad at Joe Rogan for mentioning chimps and DMT every 5 episodes.
I mean, I don't know. I think once we're ever recognized, if we are recognized, it'll be after the whole obscene cancel culture from the left and right.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of which, I'm gonna I'll link the one YouTube video, but everybody needs to go Google, or not Google, go on YouTube and type in Joe Rogan talking to Joe Rogan and watch it and enjoy.
All right.
Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful week. We hope that you're happy, healthy, and safe. Like, share, and subscribe. Fuck the trolls. Have a good day.
Love you. Schmeckles.
Schmeckles.